Today's lesson from the Master Course Trilogy is from Dancing with Shiva, Sloka 26. What is our individual soul nature? Our individual soul is the immortal and spiritual body of light that animates life and reincarnates again and again until all necessary karmas are created and resolved and its essential unity with God is fully realized. Have any of you ever been asked, what is the soul? Very interesting question to try and answer. I remember once, I think it was an 8-year-old with his father. He was only 8 years old. 8-year-old with his father, meeting with me in the group Edom, and the 8-year-old asked, what is the soul? Well, I'm afraid I don't remember exactly what I answered at the time, but what struck me was, you know, who's asking the question? The soul. Well, you know, that's the kind of the contradiction here. The soul wants to know what it is. I remember at the time, I didn't use the example, but I thought, well, it's like a dog asking, what's a dog? I mean, the dog really knows what a dog is, right? Because the dog is a dog. So the soul is asking, what is the soul? And it really knows what it is, but it just hasn't found a way to intellectually grasp it. Our soul is God's emanational creation, the source of all our higher functions, including knowledge, will, and love. Our soul is neither male nor female. It is that which never dies, even when its four outer sheaths, physical, pranic, instinctive, and mental, change form and perish as they naturally do. One of the ways of understanding the soul is to understand what it isn't. And certain intellectual concepts can be helpful in approaching it in that way. For example, we have the concept of the chakras. We usually think of the 7 principal chakras. However, in the full gamut, there are the 7 that are below that and the 7 very refined ones above that, 21 altogether. But we usually just think of the 7 principal ones and we go down 1 or 2. Having that concept allows us, for example, when we're recollecting something, we know we're utilizing the faculty of memory, and we know that that has nothing to do with the soul because that's the first chakra, the Muladhara chakra. Obviously, the faculty of memory is not a quality of the soul. Likewise, we go down one more and we get into fear. We become afraid of what's going to happen. Because we understand the chakras, we know that's simply the fear chakra. It has nothing to do with the soul. Likewise, even when we get up into reason, try and figure out philosophy through approaching it in a rational way, through analyzing it, we come to certain insights, but we know they're limited because it's only the reason chakra. It's not the soul. Well, likewise, the concept of the sheaths, as Gurudeva states them here in English, physical, pranic, instinctive, and mental, sheath meaning a covering, that the soul has these coverings over it, helps us understand certain things not being the soul. So Gurudeva has a sutra on that. He says, 3:10, my devotees study these 3 to discover the mysteries of being. The subtle bodies of man, so that's what we're talking about, the bodies of man. The aura, which is a rainbow of thought and feeling. And the 21 chakras, or centers of consciousness. Why do we study them? To help understand better the mysteries of being or the nature of our soul. So in terms of the coverings, the physical body, Anamaya Kosha, it's a covering which allows us to function in the physical world. Without it, we couldn't function in the physical world. We'd have to be in an inner world. So it's a covering which allows the soul to experience the physical world. It allows it to experience other people in the physical world. It allows us to function in this plane. Take it away, we don't function in this plane. What is inside of it? The pranic sheath of vitality, pranamaya kosha. Instinctive intellectual sheath, manomaya kosha. And the mental or cognitive sheath is the vijnanamaya kosha. So those are three aspects of what we also call the subtle body, because they function together, doing different aspects of what the subtle body needs to do. Prana is providing prana to the physical body, instinctive intellectual. Manomaya handles our instinctive functions and our emotions, and then mental, cognitive, vijnanamaya is our sub-superconscious, or when our intuition starts to manifest. And all of those functioning together allow us to function in the astral plane. Of course, we do that every night, but not very consciously, because we're still attached to the physical body. But after we drop off the physical body, then we're fully conscious in the astral world. And how are we functioning there? Because we have these three sheaths covering us, covering the soul. If we didn't have them, we couldn't function in that world. It was a covering which allows us to function. And then we have the inmost soul body is the blissful, ever-giving wisdom, Anandamaya Kosha. Parashakti is the soul's superconscious mind, God Shiva's mind. Parashiva is the soul's inmost core. Oh, that's a very nice... Oh, it's coming up here. Let me don't jump ahead. We are not the physical body, mind, or emotions. We are the immortal soul, Atman. The sum of our true existence is Anandamaya Kosha, and its essence, Parashakti and Parashiva. All of that is leading up to that. That's the definition of the soul. The soul is a body of light. The body of light can function in Shiva's realm, Shiva Loka, Karna Loka. Can't function in the other realms as a body of light. Has to have coverings. And its essence, Parashakti, or omnipresent consciousness, and Parashiva, or transcendence. Therefore, utilizing this concept, we can use the not this, not that approach and reject what surrounds the soul. So we're sitting there in reflection and meditation, and we say, obviously, that's the physical body. Getting into my emotions, my memory, getting into analysis and reason, reject that. Getting into some insights, reject that. And what's left? The soul. So we find it that way by discarding or not identifying with what surrounds it. The Vedas state, the soul is born and unfolds in a body with dreams and desires and the food of life. And then it is reborn in new bodies in accordance with its former works. The quality of the soul determines its future body, earthly or airy, heavy or light. Om Namah Shivaya. Have a great day.